Okay, so welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking into something a little bit different, a little bit off the beaten path. And we're going to be taking a look at this thing called pasted text, which is some excerpts, some writing that may or may not be connected to this group called the Robert Langdon Ministries. We don't know for sure. But let's just jump into it. So the basic idea here is that it presents this kind of different take on spiritual warfare. So what if, and just imagine this, what if these demons that we hear about, they're not like these big, scary, horned red guys with pitchforks? What if they're something totally different? What if they're these forces in another realm, another dimension, or whatever, and they're like trying to influence our world, but they're using our minds, like our thoughts and stuff, as the battleground? Like, that's kind of freaky, right?
It's definitely a unique perspective.
For sure. And the text, this pasted text, it really focuses on this idea that like our thoughts are super important, and that if we align ourselves with the good, that's how we protect ourselves from these negative influences. It's like our thoughts become this shield or something.
Just a fascinating concept, isn't it?
Totally, totally. But okay, I gotta ask. So for people who maybe aren't like super familiar with all this terminology and stuff, what exactly is the good in this whole context?
So the good, at least as it's described in this pasted text, it seems to align with like a mindset that's all about love, compassion, having a connection to something bigger than yourself, to a higher power. And it really emphasizes, positive, constructive thoughts and actions, things that help you grow as a person and spiritually.
Gotcha. So it's not just like being a good person, it's like more internal.
It's like cultivating a certain kind of inner landscape,
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is that the text suggests that the people who are actually most at risk are the ones who don't even believe in any of this.
Really? Why is that?
Well, because if you don't believe there's a battle going on, you're not going to be prepared to defend yourself, right? You're not even aware of the threat. So the text says these people, they can become like puppets.
Whoa. That's kind of heavy.
Yeah, it is. And it makes you think, right? Like, think about all those times you've had those nagging doubts, those negative thoughts that just spiral out of control.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Could those be signs of this, like battle within the text is talking about?
I never really thought of it that way before. I mean, have you ever experienced something like that? Like where maybe a certain thought pattern always seems to lead you away from what you're trying to achieve or your values and stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we all have those moments, right? And the text really drives home this point that our mind is like a battleground between good and evil. And it warns against, dwelling on anything that's not of the kingdom of God.
Okay, so like, what does that mean?
Well, it's basically anything that breeds, fear, anger, despair, all that negativity. The text argues that those kinds of thoughts, they open the door to these negative influences.
It's like you're giving them a way in.
Exactly. It's like giving them a foothold in your mental landscape.
Okay, so let's say we buy all this. We buy into this whole idea. How do we defend ourselves? How do we fight back?
Well, the text is very clear that you can't just stop these negative thoughts altogether. They're going to come, it's part of being human, but you can redirect them. You can choose what you focus on.
Okay, so what does that look like? Like, how do we actually do that?
That's where this whole idea of the knowledge of good and evil comes in. The text says it's super important to be able to tell the difference between the thoughts that serve us and the ones that harm us.
Okay.
Like, think about it. We have tons of thoughts every single day, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
But we get to choose which ones we like engage with, which ones we give power to, so we can learn to recognize those patterns of thought, those ones that always lead to negative outcomes, and then we can consciously choose to shift our focus. We can choose to focus on a more positive, constructive thinking instead.
So it's almost like you're training your mind like a muscle.
Exactly, you're building up that mental strength.
That sounds a lot like these secular practices like cognitive behavioral therapy or mindfulness, where they teach you to recognize and redirect those negative thought patterns. Is that basically the same thing, or is there something different here?
Well, the text definitely frames it within a spiritual context. It suggests that, aligning your thoughts with the good actually strengthens your connection to a higher power, and that gives you a source of strength and resilience against those negative influences.
So it's like more than just self-improvement.
Right. It's not just about managing your thoughts for your own well-being. It's about aligning yourself with a greater force for good in the universe.
I like that. I like that. It's like it's got this bigger purpose behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay, there's this one part in the text that mentions this group called Robert Langdon Ministries, and it talks about their approach to fighting these demons.
Right. And while we won't get into like all the specifics of what they do and their beliefs, the text does emphasize that they focus on providing like a biblical framework for understanding and combating these internal struggles. You know, they use scripture and stuff to help people make sense of it all.
So if anyone wants to like dive deeper into that, they can totally check it out on their own.
Exactly.
Okay, so before we wrap things up, I want to just like recap the key takeaways here. We're looking at the mind as a spiritual battleground, right? Our thoughts are the territory being fought over.
Exactly.
And aligning ourselves with the good, that's how we build up our defenses. And then learning how to redirect those negative influences,
Yeah.
that's a crucial skill to have in this whole battle.
Absolutely. And it leaves us with this like final question to ponder.
Okay, hit me.
If there really are these forces beyond our immediate awareness that can influence our thoughts, what does that mean for our free will? Like, are we truly in control of our choices?
I mean, we always assume we are, but.
Right. But the text suggests that maybe we're more susceptible to influences from like a realm beyond our perception than we realize.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
It is, and it
Yeah.
makes you think about your own experiences and choices in a whole new light.
For sure. Well, there you have it, folks. Another deep dive completed. Hope this gave you some serious food for thought. Until next time, keep exploring.